During yesterday's 31-13 loss to the Green Bay Packers, quarterback Brandon Whedon threw for 149 yards, completing 40% of his passes. This performance has prompted head coach Rob Chudzinski to consider a personnel change.
Good morning. Thanks for making it back in short time. Probably haven't gotten much sleep like me. I appreciate you being here. It was a tough loss to a very good football team. I give Green Bay a lot of credit. Simply, we did not play well enough. We did not execute, and we didn't make the plays we needed to, and Green Bay was able to do that. We review the tape after the game, and we look at all aspects of the game. And first of all, from a starting with the coaches, what we or I could do better in trying to get our guys coached up better and for them to be able to perform better. And then secondly, how our players can perform better themselves. And we'll meet with them this afternoon and talk about that in detail with them. It's a process, you know, that we want to improve on. And I feel like I'm confident that the mistakes and some of the things that we did wrong yesterday are the types of things that we can improve on. We had 12 penalties, and that's not acceptable. We'll get better at that and eliminating those. A number of mental mistakes and breakdowns that led to some some key plays that we weren't able to execute on. And then just making plays, some missed opportunities, some things that make a difference in the game, whether it's a catch, whether it's a sack, and being close to those but not making the play. And we need to get better at that. And then the last thing, I think that we've had some good practices and some good preparation and being able to, for our team, carry that from the practice field to the game, you know, we weren't able to do after this past week. But those are all things that we feel like we can improve on. Everything, as I mentioned last night, everything's still out there for us. And, you know, another big challenge and opportunity for us to play this weekend against Kansas City. We'll take questions now.
Any change of quarterback?
You know, I'll stick with our process that we've had throughout. When basically right now and up to this point is about evaluating the last game. And we'll talk as a staff later on this afternoon. And we'll basically put the guys at all positions who will give us the best opportunity to win.
So you continue at least considering one?
Yeah, at all positions we're considering and looking at that. And that's typically what we do every week.
But last Monday you said that Brandon was still a starter, so but you're not ready to say that again.
Right, we're going to look at it and talk this afternoon.
What do you attribute these drop passes to? I mean, Devon Best, that couldn't have been his M.O. In Miami.
Yeah, you know, I think yesterday may be different than some of the other games you're talking about. The conditions were tougher yesterday. That's no excuse. We need to catch them. Green Bay was able to catch them, and we have to make those plays, and we have to have a mentality. It doesn't matter, you know, what the conditions are. It doesn't matter what the situation is. It doesn't matter how tough of a catch it is that we're going to make that play.
What do you think the mental state of guys, especially on the offensive side, is? Saw some, you know, body language of visible disappointment. You talk about missed opportunities, misplaced, things of that nature. You know, guys' heads down, you know, waving their arms, things like that. How do you think the mental state of the offense is right now with a lot of these guys?
Well, I would hope that they're disappointed. We lost the game. So that's nothing. There's nothing wrong from that standpoint. I know that this group is a mentally tough, resilient group. I think they've shown that, and this is another opportunity for us to display that and bounce back like they have before and like I expect them to.
What's the mechanism for the penalty that Gibson got? I mean, could you have challenged it? Is it reviewable? Will the NFL review it now, or how does that work?
Yeah, we'll submit that as a play for them to give us interpret. I talked to him on the sideline about the potential, whether it was a fumble or not. If that was challengeable, it is not challengeable because of the penalty called. So there was no challenge opportunity there at all.
They had an incident like that in the Ohio State game, ejection there, and it was another. You know, you could see either way of calling it. It was me it was a fairly close play. Are the referees overreacting?
I think they're doing everything from their perspective to keep the game safe. You know, from my standpoint and looking at it, I felt like he led with the shoulder. And, again, we'll submit it and so that we can coach our guys better and get an interpretation on it.
Is that a play that, though, you're legally leading, you know, with your shoulder is okay, but that call seems to be being made more and more when the head's being targeted. And while the rule's not written, it seems like they're making that call more. Is that a real gray area for coaches and the players themselves?
It is. I mean, it's tough for those guys to make tackles, and particularly when – you know, an offensive guy is moving as well. You know, we just have to make sure that we're doing what we can in how we're leading, in leading the shoulder in this case. Yeah, you know, we'll submit it. We'll get the interpretation and you know, see what they say, and then we'll, you know, use that in coaching our guys.
Is any part of the helmet? Is that part of it? Because the Ohio State kid hit him with his shoulder, but he also got the hit, you know, and it's hard not to, really. I guess he targeted too high.
Yeah, I mean, the helmet-to-helmet things are what we're trying to avoid.
Last week you said you didn't sense whatsoever any waning of confidence in Whedon among the players. Do you sense it now, and does that come into the discussion of whether to make a change there?
No, you know, I think that our guys are looking at themselves, and we have plenty of places and plenty of opportunity to get better. You know, by no means is it one guy, and it certainly wasn't a perfect game by anybody. So, you know, and I don't sense that. Those guys know, and, you know, I can guarantee you that we're going to put the best guys out there and the guys that give us the best chance to win, and that's what we'll always do.
What kinds of things are you going to be looking for to make this decision?
Yeah, typically we just go through, we've talked already about performance from this particular game, you know, and it's just a thumbnail, you know, quick analysis from each position coach, and we'll talk more in depth on, you know, from a personnel standpoint, do we need to do this a little bit more, you know, from a scheme standpoint. So all those discussions come in, and so we get a chance to talk in more detail after we've already gone through with the players and reviewed. And sometimes you get things back from them and find some things out that you know, makes you think differently on a particular play or what have you. And so then we do that and sit down and do that later on this afternoon.
Chad, I don't mean to belabor this, but after his struggles the last 2 weeks, why would you stick with Brandon at this point?
Well, you know, again, I think that it's not all Brandon, and that's the first thing you have to look at is you look at the tape and see there's some execution errors and issues with other guys. Brandon needs to play better, but we all need to play better around him. So, you know, again, we'll go through that process talking about that and come up with the plan to give us the best chance to win.
Do you think there's a chance that Jason Campbell could provide in any way the same kind of spark that Brian Hoyer gave you?
Difficult to say. You know, again, just looking for the guy that's going to give us the best chance to win at all positions.
So have you been on a staff where a quarterback's been lifted in the middle of a game?
I'd have to think about that. I can't recall if that's happened. It probably has somewhere along the way. There you go.
First game.
There you go.
Have you the fact that you guys having so much difficulty running the football, how do you think that enters into Brandon's struggle?
Well, you know, I think that obviously can take some of the attention off of a quarterback, and I think we've made strides in that area. I think we're doing better in that area. It's not where you'd like it to be, and we need to continue to make progress. But the more balance you can have, obviously helps everybody involved.
After the game on the fourth down pass to Gordon, fourth and 15, you thought, without reviewing it, that it was a catchable ball, a makeable play. After reviewing it, were you pleased with his effort, or was it an effort thing or not?
No, I don't think it was an effort thing. you know, Josh wants to be an elite receiver in this league, and those are the types of plays that you have to find a way to make. And, you know, he went up for it. He tried to body catch it more so than going high pointing it. And so those are some technique things that we can work with him on. I've seen him make some great catches before, and, you know, he's going to make more from here on out.
Chad, there were some people described him as maybe being a bit disengaged yesterday. Did you feel like he was giving you all you needed out of him, Josh?
I didn't sense that at all.
Was he okay? I just noticed a lot of times where he was waving to the sideline to come off, or maybe he was communicating. What was going on with him and all of that? You know, was he needing to come off? Was he hurt?
Yeah, I don't know. There was a penalty on him for a late hit, and I know at that particular time he was shaken up. I don't know if there was some other things that happened that were related to that or not during the course of the game.
Josh,